This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for June 7th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bethanelli. Rian Johnson, director of Star Wars The Last Jedi, who will also be directing a new Star Wars trilogy, struck back at hypercritical fans this week by calling them man-babies. Johnson was making the distinction between the majority of Star Wars fans, who are kind and gracious both online and in person, and the small minority who engage in hateful commentary. After actress Kelly Marie Tran, who played Rose Tico in Last Jedi, had to delete her Instagram account due to the harassment she's endured. Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey, also deleted her social media accounts in 2016 for the same reason. Remember, everyone, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Be good, people. The script for a Doctor Doom movie is almost finished, but it may be too late for it to get made. The spin-off, featuring the nemesis of the Fantastic Four, is widely anticipated by fans and is being prepared under the auspices of 20th Century Fox, which owns the film rights to the character. But with Disney seeking to buy Fox and bring all the Marvel characters back under its banner, any movie still in the script phase is in danger of cancellation. But in the meantime, screenwriter Noah Hawley, who's also showrunner of Fox's Legion TV show, plans to keep plugging away until told otherwise. He said the movie would feel like a political thriller, focusing on Doom's time as King of Latveria. Do you love barbecue? I do. So it's time to stop believing these five myths. First, barbecue isn't the same as grilling burgers. It's really about slow cooking meat over smoke. If you grew up outside the great barbecue regions like I did, then you likely have grilling confused with barbecue. But that's okay, because barbecue is hot, if you'll excuse the pun, and it's not too late to learn all about it. Check out the link in the show notes for the other four myths to avoid. What if Amazon's Fire TV and the Amazon Echo had a baby? It would look a lot like the new Amazon Fire TV Cube. This $120 device connects to your TV and works as a fully functional Echo that not only controls your TV and streaming video, but also your cable box and soundbar and all the other usual Echo voice commands. To be clear, while you can still use the included remote control, every function can also be accessed with just your voice, even changing your cable TV channels. It's like magic. The new Cube will be available on June 21st. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com. I'm Dom Bethanelli.